Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Nats Down. Welcome to Nats Nightly, sponsored by the District Sports page and FederalBaseball.com. This is Patrick Reddington from Federal Baseball. I've got Doghouse from Federal Baseball, Tom Bridge from the District Sports page on the line, coming to you after a 7-2 win over the Philadelphia Phillies in Nationals Park. Max Scherzer gets his first W as a National in his 201st start, if I check that correctly. But nice night for the Nationals overall. We'll get started with you, Doghouse. Sean O'Sullivan on the mound, second straight start against the Nats after he pitched against them last Sunday. He gave up five hits in six innings, two earned runs, extra innings lost that he received no decision in. Not a good start today. Single by Yunel Escobar, hit by pitch on Desi. Luckily, didn't do any damage to the wrist. One out later, Bryce Harper gets a hanging blank curve, puts it out to center field, 3-0 before the end of the first inning. Just an absolute blast from Harper there out the center.
Holy cow. I've certainly been calling Harper out for not hitting his home runs far enough because, you know, hit your home runs farther, Harp. But I guess the combination of one heck of a mistake pitch, because that was basically floating up in the dead center of the strike zone saying, please hit me somewhere into the Capitol Gardens. And the magical powers of Ryan Zimmerman's batting gloves, and boom, he crushed that ball. That was way up there and landed well back in the tunnel that the racing presidents come out of there in dead center. That must have landed at least 410, 415, pretty well back there. Way to hit it far enough, Bryce. I appreciate that. And way to punish a struggling pitcher. I mean, I realize you're hitting a mistake pitch, but by God, if they throw you a mistake pitch, you better hit it. Take advantage of every mistake that the opposing pitcher makes, is because they're not all going to make as many as Sean O'Sullivan is probably going to make. So hit the good pitches, that's great, but gosh, punish the heck out of the bad ones. And that's exactly what we saw in the bottom of the first here tonight.
Tom, I don't know if you were at the game or watching on TV, but I was watching along on the television with everyone obsessing over the fact that Harper's wearing Zim's Stars and Stripes batting gloves. Everyone's going crazy about his hair flip after the home run when Desmond pulls his helmet off, but more important than all of that
hair flip in baseball.
More important than the nonsense surrounding it, Harper waits on a hanging curve there and absolutely crushes it.
Absolutely, and we saw some stellar plate discipline from Harper tonight, and I was going to say, I really want to thank the walk in there in the seventh was just tremendous. And, you know, especially when they bring in Diekman just to throw to him with two outs, Harper can actually show some discipline at the plate and made it pay off. And I was going to say, that's one of the things that was nice to see the Nationals do and that they've done over the past couple of games, is show some discipline and make the opponents pay for their mistakes. And, you know, I was going to say, it was great to see that.
Yeah, Bryce Harper isn't going against a lefty there. They bring him in just to face him. Davey Johnson said a few years back that Bryce Harper will be fine against lefties once he realizes that they're all dumb. Sorry to all the lefties out there, but that was Davey's opinion on things. But Harper with another good night at the plate, though. Ends up going 1-for-2, 2 runs scored, 2 walks on the night, too. Just great discipline, like you mentioned there, Tom. And speaking of great discipline, Max Scherzer on the mound, just absolutely dominant tonight. A great outing by him. Starts the game with a 0.66 ERA, 1.89, 2.46, 2.26 line against after 2 games, 13 2/3 innings pitched, facing the Phillies for the second consecutive start, just like O'Sullivan was. Gave up 6 hits, 1 earned run, 6 innings pitched last Sunday in Citizens Bank, the only game the Nationals won in that series. Gives up a run in the third. Odubel Herrera, Doghouse, triples on a fly to right. Bryce Harper can't quite get up high enough on the wall there. This kid's a lot of trouble, but talk about Max Scherzer's outing early at least, and then Odubel Herrera just continuing to hit against the Nationals. I've been impressed with him, the little bit we've seen of him so far this year.
Well, Odubel Herrera is certainly a great story. And early in the season when no one has a book on him, he'll do what he can hitting people's fastballs because they haven't figured out where the holes in his swing are yet. And I'm being uncharitable by assuming that he has holes in his swing, but pretty much everyone does. So they'll get figured out eventually. But right now, enjoy the ride, kid. He's certainly putting on a good show and is, I think, sort of a rare beacon of hope for the poor and downtrodden Phillies fans. And yes, I do begrudge them having even a single beacon of hope. Let's just get that right there on the table now. But
can we talk for a second about the fact that that triple probably should have been a double? And that Harper made a showy, you know, leap for it when he probably could have played it just off the carom and gotten the runner back to second.
I was actually about to say that in the broadcast, FP was talking about how the ball hit so high up off the wall, and I was thinking to myself, if it hit so high up off the wall, Harper should have read it and played the carom and held the runner to second. But when you looked at the replay, it didn't hit the wall that far off his glove. It was I didn't go back and still frame it, but it looked like it was less than a foot beyond where he was leaping. So, okay, it was not a high percentage play, but it's not one that's entirely not worth making, if I can string together enough negatives there to try and make a positive. To move away from, okay, I'll give that error of aggression as opposed to stupid play as if it had bounced a foot from the top of the wall when, of course, he should have tried to play the carom. You know, that one, we'll call that a learning experience. But Scherzer tonight, wow, stealing. You look on the night, 8 innings, 100 pitches. We were saying his limit for efficient is 13 pitches an inning. 12.5 pitches an inning tonight. So efficient. There we go. 9 strikeouts. No walks, no hit-by-pitches. We seem to have gone past the unpleasantness of those games in Boston where Nats pitchers could seem to do no right for some reason. Gave up a few hits, gave up a run, but wow, what a performance. Throwing all kinds of different pitches, the fastball, showing off that new cutter that he's working on. I saw him climb the ladder once in truly Clippard-esque fashion, to get a couple of strikeouts, like what I'm seeing out of Scherzer in these first few appearances here.
Tom, you got to love what you're seeing from Scherzer in there. The crowd was thrilled with what he's doing. Doghouse mentioned 8 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 9 Ks on the night. I think he got 7 groundouts, 3 flyouts overall. It was a really dominant outing, and FP was talking about it too. He didn't get in any trouble tonight, but when he does, he has the ability to reach back for that 95, 96 mile an hour fastball. Threw a couple fastballs by the Phillies today. Just a really strong outing from Scherzer. Gets his first W as a National.
Absolutely, and you know, that's what you expect from your ace. That's what you expect. 8 innings, 9 strikeouts, nobody getting across. And you know, that's what we got from Scherzer tonight, with the exception of the one run then. And I was going to say that's what they're paying him $210 million to come up with. And
that would be unreasonable.
Are we going to talk about?
4th inning there, Doghouse, good news and bad news. Danny Espinoza leads off, left side Danny, takes one deep, home run to center field, just about the same place that Harper hit it, puts the Nationals up at 4-1 at that point. 2 outs later, however, Yunel Escobar running out of ground, gets to first base. You see him grab his groin a little bit. They're saying a groin strain, not necessarily too bad from what I'm reading on the Twitter coming out of this game. I'm sure, Tom, you talked, were there for Matt Williams postgame, so maybe you can add a little bit after Doghouse here, but just looking at the roster, Ian Stewart in AAA, Chelsea James from the Washington Post noted that Wilmer Difoe is the only infielder on the 40-man roster currently that they wouldn't have to make a move to bring up. So if Yunel Escobar is out for any amount of time, it would be a big blow to the Nationals right now, considering they don't have another infielder on the major league roster at this point.
Well, first let me say, groin. But aside from that, I've been starting to buy into Yunel Escobar here, especially when I saw that little snippet of an interview with him that's talking about how he feels like he has more Escobar to give the Nats, which I just think is a wonderful quote. Someone put that up on the site in a fan post today, and that's a pretty tremendous attitude to bring to the team. Not to mention, he gets on base. He doesn't strike out. He's a good contact hitter. He's given us serviceable defense at second base or at third base, which has been a new position for him. And if he's going to be on the DL for any time now, that's a problem. Because notwithstanding the excellent diving play that Ugla made to his left today, I'm not sure I want to see that infield of Ugla at second and Espinoza at third. Because, again, notwithstanding the way he tore the cover off that ball that he hit out straightaway center. And did you see the nice bare hand play that the fan tried to make on that? It was sort of in and out of the palm of his hand there as it came down.
It's very upsetting.
I still do not believe in Danny Espinosa as a legit major league hitter. Yeah, you hit the cover off that ball, but it was against the Phillies, who, yes, are a major league ball team, but, you know, they're the Phillies right now. And this is not an infield I want to see. You know, it'll be neat to give Wilmer Difo a chance, but, gosh, wasn't that what spring was for? Isn't he should be getting some seasoning right now? This is trouble if we're going to go forward with this infield and Rendon is not back.
Were you able to make it down to the post game and have any update for what William said or anything from the post game?
I was going to say it was not able to make the post game this evening. The word on the street is that they're going to reevaluate Escobar in the morning, and that there's been no corresponding move at this point to either bring Difo up or to deal with. You know, just a short bench. So it seems to be we're in that familiar waiting path, and we'll have to see how they shake it out. If Escobar can come back and play, or if they can, you know, give him a day's rest and kind of shuffle the infield around, and no one really wants to see Danny Espinosa at third base. But, you know, if it's going to say if they have to do it for just a game, that's a tolerable option.
The Nationals add to the lead in the seventh doghouse. Another big inning there. We mentioned it before, but Bryce Harper takes that big two-out walk. Ryan Zimmerman comes up. We talked about it last night, too. You see him going to opposite field like he was. They leave Diekman in to face him. Probably not a good idea, but it was also kind of a blowout at that point, 6-1. So they leave the lefty in to face Zimmerman, drives in two runs with a low liner by the first base bag down to the right field corner. Zimmerman does it again, 6-1 at that point, 7-1 when Zimmerman scores on a ground out by Wilson Ramos. Nats offense rolling at that point and kind of put the Phillies away for good at that point.
Yeah, and it was nice to see on that play. I realized it was 3-2 when Zimmerman got that hit, but Desmond knew he had to run lest he get run over with Harper coming up behind him. And I'd just like to point out again, I know FD mentioned this on the broadcast, that was a real heads-up base-running play there from Zimmerman when he saw the bobble at first and took off from third after he sort of rounded and slowed down for a minute, read the play, and came in and scored. That was nice base running. Because even though he's not, you know, a pure fast steals kind of guy, he has that same sort of intelligent base running, take the extra base, take advantage of the opponent's mistakes sort of approach to the base path that you see in Worth and Rendon. And that was a nice illustration of it tonight in what admittedly was a blowout, but as far as I'm concerned, no score is too lopsided when the Phillies are on the other end.
After Max Scherzer was done, Tom, I got to see one of the pitchers I was really enjoying this spring, got to see him a little bit then, but was really excited to see him make his MLB debut. Hard-throwing lefty Felipe Rivera comes out of the pen for the ninth inning. Throw a 93-96 with the heater, mixing an 87-mile-an-hour change. Didn't see any breaking balls from him that I could tell, at least going by the box score, but gave up three singles and a run, but dialed it up for two Ks in his MLB debut. A nice outing there by Felipe Rivera. Go out there and finish out the ninth inning, finish off the Phillies, and hand them their sixth straight loss.
Absolutely. And you know, Rivera has such incredible value to that Nats bullpen as it stands right now, especially when they, you know, could really use another lefty there, and has just been just stellar in his debut tonight. I mean, got a couple of Ks. Yeah, he got roughed up for a little bit, and he did give up a run in his debut, but this was a huge moment for him. I'm really looking forward to see him develop, and let's see him in more games.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see if he hangs in the bullpen for a while. They need those lefties out there. They only had one with Matt Thornton when they were in Boston, but they bring up the young Rivera. He puts on a nice outing tonight. Gives the Nationals three in a row, including the last one in Boston, two over the Phillies. They play tomorrow at 1:05 p.m. in the afternoon, in case anyone wasn't aware of that yet. Jordan Zimmerman trying to bounce back from that last outing against Aaron Harang. Doghouse, you think Jordan Zimmerman be a little bit stronger on the mound here and probably determined to get over that last start when he got roughed up a little bit in Boston?
crush the orangutan. You know, this is a chance for him to have a bounce back here, and I think you know, Double N will have his off games. It's seldom two games in a row though, so I'm looking for a good bounce back here. He is going to be out there with the dead eyes, I think, from the first inning. And I'm expecting to see him really going out there and dealing tomorrow. I'm going to be at the game, and I'm expecting to see some real Double-N goodness. Let's hope that the Nats keep it up on the offensive side of things and put some more hurt on the Phillies.
7-2 final tonight. They play tomorrow at 1:05. I'll repeat for everyone out there. I didn't realize it until earlier tonight, so just want to make sure everyone's aware and not missing an afternoon game in D.C. 7-2 final. Tom Bridge at DSP, at Tom Bridge DSP on Twitter. If you're not already following him, at Federal Baseball for us. Nats Nightly, sponsored by the District Sports page and federalbaseball.com. We'll talk to both of you guys tomorrow.
Go Nats.
Thanks much, Patrick. Have a good night.
You too.